So we're live, and I'm here. This is Connie Marassi, and I'm here interviewing Vanessa. Okay, Vanessa. Is this your first time at a gathering?
At a Two Spirit gathering. Yes, this is my first time.
Okay. And what brought you to the gathering?
I haven't ever attended a two-spirited gathering, and I've attended all other like different gatherings, and I just find that, you know, while attending, I guess, other gatherings that I've attended in the community, there's really no, I guess, what I find is like finding my place in the circle, right? So I kind of often feel that, you know, I kind of just, you know, sneak into other gatherings, and I try and see if they're, you know, mention anything around like two-spirited roles, traditional roles, and you know, that's kind of what now in my journey I'm finding with my identity is, you know, I know, you know, I'm an Illinois Squaw, which is a Cree woman, and so I searched that part of my identity, and when it came to, you know, the two-spirited side of who I am, I you know, have been searching to find, you know, a place where I can, you know, ask questions around, you know, being two-spirited. So, and then I guess, well, as Albert has been, you know, a guide for me in my life when it came to being two-spirited, and he's, you know, has embraced who I was, and, you know, I'd ask him questions, and I had an opportunity to actually present with him for the first time. I always say it's my coming out to the public. And we presented at the University of Manitoba, and that's the first time I ever shared my story and my journey of embracing the two-spirited side of myself. So when I knew the gathering was coming, we actually have a gathering back home, which is an annual gathering. It's a summer gathering, and it's, you know, returning home, which is Giwigapuitan summer gathering. And I'm always there every year, and then this year, I was like, it happens at the same time. So I made a choice that I wanted to come to the two-spirited gathering because I knew that, you know, I'd be able to, you know, be welcomed and feel comfortable and, you know, and hear teachings and, you know, be around people who are embracing that side of themselves. So I decided that, you know, that was my choice to come here. It was kind of interesting because I did, you know, my mom was all like, are you coming home? And I'm like, no, I said, and I never really came out to really tell her that I made the choice to come to the two-spirited gathering because I was kind of somewhat still like had that fear that, you know, I would still have that, you know, judgment from my family side. So I just said, no, I have other plans, and, you know, I am going to be 35. So in my journeys, I decided that, you know, it's time for me to live my life and to live my journeys. And that's the choice I made, was to come to the two-spirited gathering. And I didn't know what to expect. Like yesterday when I first came on Saturday, I came with just me. And I do, you know, I didn't bring, you know, anything with me, but because I wasn't sure what to expect, I didn't really ask anybody any questions. Like, I guess I could ask Albert, like, what are you guys doing? But I just came because I just wanted to see how things were. And I had an amazing time yesterday. So that was my choice, was that, you know, I wanted to come and be with the people who honored who I was in being two-spirited.
Okay. Where are you from?
I am originally from Opipanipuyan Cree Nation, also known as South Indian Lake Manitoba, and that's in northern Manitoba. I've lived in Winnipeg, I guess, about, I'd say 11 to 12 years.
How do you identify yourself in terms of maybe for better reference, I guess, around your sexuality? How do you label yourself?
So when I first, discovered my identity as who I am as a two-spirited, the first, sexuality that I identified was lesbian. And it was, like, growing up, I seen, you know, gay men in my community, but I never really seen any lesbians. So it's like, but I knew at a young age that there was something different about me. But I just, I guess, because you don't see it around you, you don't know how to identify. And so I didn't say anything about it. I just kept it hidden. I'm like, I don't know what this is. And then in high school was the very first time I heard lesbian, and, you know, and I kind of, you know, watched these lesbians in high school, and I'm like, and that's when I first felt like, hey, I think I can identify as a lesbian, because I'm like, it looks like they're doing, or, you know, walking that way that I feel comfortable with. So I identified it as a lesbian for, you know, in my, but I hid it still, right? I didn't come out and say, you know, my name's Vanessa and I'm a lesbian. But, and then the term, I came across the term two-spirited, and that just resonated a lot more with me. And I, you know, I came to Winnipeg for school. So I started reading books. I started, you know, meeting people, and I met Albert, and, you know, and then the term two-spirited came. And so now I identify as two-spirited. I don't really say I'm lesbian. I just say two-spirited, and I'm me, and this is who I am. And I guess when people have a conversation with me, that's when, you know, I'll get more comfortable in saying, you know, because people are like, okay, do you identify as a lesbian, or is that your sexuality? And so I say, yeah, I guess, you know, that's basically, I'm sexually attracted to women, you know, I'm emotionally attracted to women. And I said, you know, I'm intellectually attracted to women. So I've kind of, you know, kind of explored the term. And then came the part about, are you a femme lesbian or are you a butch lesbian? So I'm like, oh my God. I said, well, I'm just me. I said, I don't wake up because, you know, I do have short hair. You know, sometimes I do dress in, you know, boyish clothes. And so they are like, are you trying to, you know, change yourself into a male? And I'm like, no. And I also don't wake up every morning saying, you know what, I'm going to be a boy today, or I'm going to be a girl today. It's society, I think, that defines those terms when they meet me. So like, I've been in women's bathrooms where people are like, oh, you're in the wrong washroom. And I'm like, no, actually I'm not. This is a woman's bathroom. So I'm coming into the women's bathroom. I do identify as a woman. So that's kind of, you know, sometimes I wear dresses, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I put makeup. I don't put on makeup because it just takes forever to put on. So if my friends are going to put on makeup, I'm like, you do it. So I kind of, you know, have just walked the way I feel comfortable, and the way I, you know, my spirit, I guess, guides me, and in the places that I go. And even when it comes to like traditional, I guess, you know, spaces that we get into, most of the times I will wear a skirt, only because my respect for the protocol of the person who's conducting the ceremony. There has been places where, you know, I've, kind of felt that, you know, I just didn't feel comfortable just because of, like, they always talk about male and female roles, and I'm like, okay, where do I fit in all this stuff as a two-spirited person? And every space that I get into, that's what I look at. I'm like, where do we fit in the circle? So I always say I'm finding my place in a circle. Sometimes I'll pick my battles, and I'll be like, I'll mention, like, you know, where do we fit as two-spirited people? But for the most part, I kind of just sit back and, you know, just sit there and kind of just, you know, I guess however the room wants to identify me as, I will. But there, I've been in, you know, a ceremony where I conducted the woman's part of it. And I had a really hard time. And it was really interesting because I was like, I didn't know why I was struggling. And then after, you know, the ceremony, the person that I had passed tobacco to, you know, got me to come sit with him. And he said, you know what? He says, you struggled, but only because, you know, you wanted to embrace your masculine side. And that was the very first time I think I felt comfortable with, like, because he was, you know, I guess you get it, in the terms of what society is, he was straight. He wasn't, you know, gay in no means. And it was the first time that, you know, someone had said that, you know, that masculine side of you, because, you know, I do feel there's times when I feel it and I'm just like, okay, what is this? So, for the most part, like I walk, I know that I'm a caregiver. I can, you know, give birth and, you know, I do have those parts and that part of me. So I do, I guess, in the LGBTQ community will say I identify more so in lesbian. But I'm learning as well the terms. Like, for the most, there's so many terms out there. So I'm like, okay, well, queer sounds, you know, I guess more, you know, I guess fluid. And so I'm learning from other people, because everybody always comes to me and says, you know, they think I know everything about being gay or being lesbian or being, and I'm like, no, I only know my own journey. I said, if you want to know about another individual, I said, you're gonna have to ask them, because for me, I said, I only know what I feel inside and what's comfortable with me, so I can't speak on behalf of anybody else. And I said, and I don't think anybody should be, you know, speaking on behalf of anybody else, unless, you know, it's you know, you get permission from, you know, everybody. So for the most part, two-spirited has been a term that now I embrace and I move forward with until someone wants to further know more about other things about me.
Okay. Can you tell me, like, a little bit about your community or how you define community in your own life? The community means you. Where that community is at? How?
So for myself, like I said, I'm from Opapunapirin Cree Nation. You know, I grew up there most of my life. That is my childhood community, and that is where, you know, I feel, you know, my connection to the land, to the space, and to the place, right? So that's where my family is. I could say that for myself, community has been, like, for this is like a community. When I got disowned at 20 years old, I guess you can say, when I first, my parents first found out about me, I realized that quickly changed. Like I said, like, you know, I do come from Opapunapirin Cree Nation. However, when I was disowned, it was like I got a disconnection from that community, from my family, and I was like, okay, so, well, when someone says where you're from, I'll always say that. And then, so when I did get disowned, I had to slowly find other family and find other spaces. And so I've come across a lot of different, you know, circles that I've been a part of and that have embraced me and that have been a part of my family and my community. They're not biologically, you know, related to me. However, like, you know, for the first, I think, when I was kind of going through a hard time there, I came across, you know, a program called Moon Voices. And there's a lot of the women in there that I call to this day my sisters, my moon sisters, because they helped me in such a difficult time in my life when I got disowned. And so that for me is my community, my family. And then when I came to Winnipeg, well, you know, I came to Winnipeg quite a number of years ago. And I think, you know, for me, I say, you know, I'm from Winnipeg, you know, that's kind of, I feel more comfortable as a two-spirited person in Winnipeg, because you could hide very easily, but also you can find the spaces that embrace and actually accept you for who you are, and have no judgment. And so I've have, you know, friends that have family members or even children that have that are two-spirited, and so for them I just feel comfortable in being in their space, because it's still to this day something that we don't talk about in my family. And then, you know, I have other different, spaces. Like, I've been a part of, I guess, the university community, where I've had to, study. And I always said, you know, education has been my healing journey, because I do a lot of papers. Like, I did write a paper about two-spirited and my identity. And so in that space, like the academics or whatever, but I've met a lot of different people in that community, in that space. So community to me, just basically the people who invite me, but also accept me in their circle. So there's a lot of different spaces that I've come throughout my life and have, you know, community I don't think is really something. I guess it's fluid as well too, if you want to say that. Like it's basically as an individual where you fit and you feel comfortable.
Okay. So so where do you feel most safe and why?
Where do I, like, in terms of like safety, the way I define, I guess, being more safe is basically, you know, places where I don't have to have fear, or where I really believe in like my gut instinct. So when I walk in spaces or different areas and I feel like, oh, this doesn't feel right, it's something that I didn't know before. And I've come to, I guess, because people will say that, you know, they feel safe in their communities and their reserves and, you know, where their family is. And I do feel safe with my family. However, I can, like, when I go home, I can go home for like probably 2 weeks at a time. And I feel comfortable when I go home. Like, I feel like I needed to go beyond the land. However, there is, I guess, certain things that happened in my childhood that have like taken that safety away, that I get kind of anxious when I get home too. And I'm like, oh, okay. It's a place of healing for me, but also a place of hurt. So, in that sense, I just stay home with my family in my house, and go to different places and visit. However, I wouldn't necessarily say that's my safety net, is my community. For the most part, the places I feel safe is the places where I can actually just, like I said, not have fear and have courage to just basically say what I need to say. Like if I feel, you know, crappy and down in the dumps and feel like, where there's no judgment, where you feel that people are just there to, you know, even listen to you. Like, because, you know, sometimes you just need to go and talk. And people I've met along my journey have listened to me, but also have given me guidance and told me, you know, there's nothing, you know, is wrong with you as a two-spirited person, and have given me some, you know, healing as well too. So for me, those spaces that I, like I said, that I can go in and just be able to like embrace who I am and you know, talk about different things that are affecting me. Like, I think one topic that's really, for me, I get embarrassed about it, but at the same sense, I'm like, it's things that have come across that I know that have affected me, and is because of who I am as a two-spirited person. I struggled with that part of my identity only for so, because, you know, you think, you know, you're the baby girl of the family, your family should always be there for you. But and then when they disowned me, I kind of went through a little bit of a part of my life where I was like, oh, like, maybe I should just not be here. And I didn't know, I guess, where to go and talk about those things. But I've come across some people who've
sat with me and I basically told him, I said, it's real. I said, those feelings are real, regardless of, I guess, like, people are like, you know, you have your master's degree, you have a job, you have this, you have that. I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like, those feelings are real. And I said, and when they come is because when people don't embrace you in the spaces that you go into. And so when that part of me comes out and those feelings come out, that place is safety for me. I have a really close circle of people that I've met along the way that I know, regardless if I'm, you know, feeling crappy, you know, I've been on a drunk for like 3 days. Thankfully, I don't, you know, do drugs, but I've tried it once and have just been like, just sat there and just said, you know, it's okay, cry. Do what you need to do. Be angry. Just let it out. And it's a lot of like things that you keep inside. But I realized that I suppressed a lot of things, I guess, to make people feel comfortable with me. And so I don't necessarily like just be myself in a lot of different places because I found that, you know, they're not open to accepting you. And I guess, and I always say the circle because it matters. Like, it doesn't matter if there's two people, three people, you know, that sacred space is that conversation that's happening. And so I've hidden a lot of myself and a lot of who I am because just to make others feel comfortable around me and just so I can sit there. And I realized that, you know, I need to stop doing that because it gets me sick and starts making me feel crappy. It, you know, makes me feel like I go home and I'm like, oh, hey, that was a hard day. And I still don't feel good about myself. It might even be like, it's even like, you know, traditional spaces. It's places of healing that you're supposed to be feeling good about yourself. And then I go home and I take it home and I cry by myself.
Sorry, we gotta get in the oven.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
That is small.
Did it work?
Yeah.
Oh. So yeah, so it just, for me, that was a good breather, actually. For me, it's, yeah, places of safety, I think, like, it's hard to find. It's really hard to find as, whatever you're going through, to find those. And so, but just yesterday, I did come with my friend. She is not too spirited, however, you know, she wanted to come and, you know, she decided to come with me. And we've been talking about it, like, I have, you know, been a part of, like, different circles as her. And I was like, you know, I said, you know, it's really interesting. I said, how two-spirited people aren't accepted in so many spaces. And so when I was here yesterday, it was awesome because I was like, this is the very first time, you know, hearing stories, different like spaces, that circles that were happening and different things, and people just being able to express a lot of things that I have, different circles that I express. So, but to be able to just do it all in one space and not have, you know, judgment or, you know, it just being accepted for the place you are in your life. And so I think, you know, coming here has given me that space and that safety of being able to just be me, have fun. And, you know, there's laughter, there's different teachings, and there's different, you know, elders that are here. I was actually just at a traditional healers gathering. And it was interesting to see them choosing, I guess, elders from 5 different language groups. And then I was all like, oh my god, what's missing? I was like, well, where is the two-spirited elder? I'm like, we're considered healers as well too. And so for me, it's like that place of safety is not there like, because at least give that option, right? So I'm like, there's not a lot of options that we have. It's okay, just let them in. So I guess ultimately, the place of safety that I guess really feel in all the places that I've been is just with my own gut feeling. and understanding and knowing what that feeling is now, because that's the spirit reminding you that, you know, maybe this might not be the place for you. And so I've done a lot of different things on my own, and then, you know, when I get invited to things, I go, if it feels right, right? So it's, but like I said, more and more now I'm finding, as a two-spirited person, that I'm like, you know, I'm not gonna hide that part of me anymore. If you want to invite me to your circle, you're gonna invite all of me. And so that's kind of, you know, ultimately I guess the biggest safety is just, you know, finding where you feel comfortable and where you feel safe and where you're not gonna feel crappy at the end of the day leaving a space. So yeah.
Okay, thank you, Vanessa. Mm-hmm. Oh, darn, that was asked to.
Hold on. Did I remind? I've done interviews before, too.
So, do you agree or do you consent to this interview, Vanessa?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you. Come on. Okay.
So, in my story, I did mention, you know, when I first, I guess, embraced being two-spirited, I was disowned by my family. However, you know, my family has now, you know, I do, we've got a connection again, and I find, you know, in embracing more of who I am and they understand, and it's not something we talk about at the kitchen table. However, you know, my connection with my mom is very strong, and she's like my, you know, my best friend, and, you know, she's accepted a lot of different things about me being a two-spirited person now in her own little way. Like, and it's kind of cute because I do see, you know, she knows that that's me and that's who her baby girl is. So, now, you know, I do have, you know, I'm connected back with my family. There's not a, you know, a disconnect anymore. But I went through that process of being away from them for a while. But, you know, I think Creator puts things in your path for a reason. And so that disconnect provided me an opportunity to connect with other people and to connect with other spaces. And so I've grown my, you know, family circle. And now, you know, I'm introducing them to my biological family and to my mom and dad. And, you know, one of my family comes to the city. And so my mom sees that, you know, there's a lot of people that I've come across in my path that have helped me when my family wasn't there. And so my mom sees that, you know, there's a lot of people that love me. And I think that helps her. Like, for me, that helps her. And, you know, again, I often wondered why, you know, I was disowned. Like, what was like the purpose? But I think I've let that go and just kind of, you know, just let it be, because I've told myself that my family will always be invited into my home, regardless. But it's their choice if they want to enter that door. It's their choice if they want to come and be a part of the circles that I'm a part of. I'm not going to force that onto them, but they'll always know that I'm their daughter, and I come from, and I'm proud of where I come from. I'm proud of, you know, who I am, and, you know, they gave me life, right? There was a reason for, you know, Creator choosing my parents that they chose. And I think I've come to an acceptance as well of their choices. And of saying that, you know, I can't force who I am as a two-spirited person onto my family, my community, anybody that I come across, it's up to them if they want to walk beside me and walk alongside me in any journey that I go on. And I'm never going to say, no, you know, because you don't accept me as a two-spirit person, you can't, you know, come with me. It's basically, I have to accept that, you know, there's certain things that have happened in our path of colonization of residential schools. And, you know, there's so much disruption of, you know, Christianity. And, you know, I basically accept, you know, what it is that they may feel, the reason why they don't want to walk with me. And I have to just embrace that, because I know there's a lot of other people that, you know, I come across in my journeys. So, you know, I love my family, I love my parents, and I wouldn't be here if it weren't for them. So I think for the most part that, you know, there was a disruption and disconnection, but we're reconnected back, and, you know, I'm glad for that. But I will never change who I am and what the reason why Creator put me here, just to make anybody feel comfortable. And I don't expect anybody else to do the same. Okay, that's it. I just wanted to put it.
Thank you.